New York State Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan is being praised across party lines for publicly admitting he has a substance abuse problem. Flanagan, a Suffolk County Republican, issued a statement Sunday afternoon saying he received treatment for alcoholism after realizing that drinking was becoming a crutch to deal with the pressures of his job. The 56-year-old was first elected to the Senate in 2002 and was appointed to lead the chamber in 2015, following the arrest of former leader Dean Skillos. Dr. Jennifer Michaels, medical director of Pittsfield's Breen Center for Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, lends credence to Flanagan's statement, "No one is immune to alcohol dependency."
People are genetically predisposed. We know it runs in families. We know there are environmental factors, and stress is certainly one of them. And when people are genetically predisposed and you throw on a layer of extreme stress, it's like a double whammy that increases the likelihood that people will turn to alcohol to deal with their issues.
The Albany Times Union reported the statement was released following queries from Newsday. Alan Shartok is a longtime Capitol watcher and WAMC's political observer.
Look, alcoholism is a very serious problem in the United States, and many, many people have it. However, it is interesting that he has chosen to make this a public issue. Quite often, David, when people do that, they're about to be outed one way or another, or they're afraid that they're going to be outed. So they make a public announcement of it. You got to give him credit for it. Frankly, he is not alone. There's a worldwide problem with alcoholism. It probably is responsible for more deaths than war.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tweeted that Flanagan, who has publicly considered his own run for governor, deserves respect and support for seeking help. Capital Region State Senator George Amador echoed those sentiments.
Openness and honesty is important as we continue our efforts to break the stigma of addiction. I applaud his willingness to lead by example in his own life.
Flanagan expressed hope that his public disclosure will serve as a reminder to others struggling with a drinking problem. A Senate GOP source told the Daily News that Flanagan has no plans to step down as leader. And Flanagan released a statement Monday opposing a plan floated by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to tax high earners to fund subway repairs. There's more online, including Flanagan's written statement at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.